a reading from Hebrews chapter 9, verses 15, 24 to 28. Christ is mediator of a new covenant. Since a death has taken place for deliverance from transgressions under the first covenant, those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. For Christ did not enter into a sanctuary made by hands, a copy of the true one, but heaven itself, that he might now appear before God on our behalf, not that he might offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest enters each year into the sanctuary with blood that is not his own. If that were so, he would have had to suffer repeatedly from the foundation of the world. But now, once for all, he has appeared at the end of the ages to take away sin by his sacrifice. Just as it is appointed that human beings die once, and after this the judgment, so also Christ, offered once to take away the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to take away sin, but to bring salvation to those who eagerly await him. The word of the Lord. Today's reading encompasses Christ's heavenly, final and effective intercession for us sinners, the sacrifice he offered for us, and this brought about the wonderful good news of God's complete and lasting forgiveness of his people. The Feast of the Atonement, where the high priest entered once a year the Holy of Holies to offer sacrifices for himself and for the sins of the people, prefigured Jesus Christ's. His final self-offering on the cross means that we have a place to put our guilt without sacrificing each other. At times we might be tempted to believe that the idea and the reality of Christ's body being sacrificed, depicting a gruesome act, and thinking we can never and will never do that to one another. A close look at lived experiences and realities show us that we have many a time found ways in which we have sacrificed each other. How often have you and I witnessed other people being used as scapegoats for others' own wrong and guilt? This happens in very subtle manners in families and communities, where one member or group becomes the outcast whose expulsion and mistreatment makes everyone else heave a sigh of relief. Today's reading gives us hope that when Jesus entered heaven, he did not do it for a secluded group, but he did it for all humanity through his own self-offering and sacrifice. What a relief, because he does not have favoritism and does not go with likes and dislikes. His action, which marked the end of an era, was a sacrifice once for all, which is unique, unrepeatable, and fully effective. We are encouraged to be filled with joy and anticipation as we await the second coming of the Lord, where he will not deal with sin, but he will bring salvation to those who eagerly await him. How lovely would it be to experience the church, our families, and religious houses as communities of forgiven sinners who don't need to sacrifice each other, whose conscience are cleansed. This ultimately would be the real deal of the Christian community.